This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Weld County's three-stop work orders carry no fine without a county court order. Weld County posted stop work orders on May 7th, on June 11th, and on a third unspecified date at the Windsor area site, where the New York artificial intelligence firm Global AI is building a data center, then sent a formal order to abate on July 20th, CPR News reported. The county code reserves the fines for a county court, and the one charge that needs no judge is an investigation fee worth half the permit fee, which the county's fee schedule adds to the cost of the permit whenever the company applies for one. Weld County posted stop work orders on May 7th, again on June 11th, and once more on an unspecified date at the site in unincorporated Weld County, where Global AI is converting a former Kodak plant near Windsor into a data center, CPR News reported on August 7 from public records requests. The New York firm, which plans to run the site with NVIDIA and the Saudi-backed AI venture Hyumain, bought the 438-acre property in November 2025. It has proposed a 41-acre data center starting at 27.5 megawatts, enough to power 22,000 homes, and plans to reach 1 gigawatt, which would make it the largest data center in the state. The plant was most recently run by Carestream Health, which closed it and put the property on the market. After four inspections in June and July, the county sent a formal order to abate on July 20th, giving the company until July 31st to comply or face consequences including termination of unlawful occupancy, CPR News reported. Kim Monson read that report on the air, August 10, on The Kim Monson Show. What the county can do next runs through Weld County Code Chapters 23 and 29, which reserve the fines for a county court, where a violator faces up to $1,000 plus $100 for each further day. A separate investigation fee, set by the county's own fee schedule rather than by either chapter, needs no court order. A stop work order is a written notice from the building official. The county building code says the building official may order the work stopped by notice in writing, and that the people doing the work shall forthwith stop such work until authorized by the building official to proceed with the work. Nothing in this section sets a deadline for compliance or attaches a penalty to the order itself, so the consequences of ignoring one come from elsewhere in the code. Both enforcement chapters make the underlying conduct a misdemeanor, building without a permit under Chapter 29, and building or using land in violation of the zoning rules under Chapter 23. Under the building code on one side and the zoning chapter on the other, a violator faces a fine of not more than $100, or by imprisonment in the county jail for not more than 10 days, or by both such fine and imprisonment, with each day a separate offense. Reaching that fine takes a summons and a conviction, and the larger penalty is a civil one. Both chapters, in nearly identical language, let the county court impose a civil penalty of not less than $25 nor more than $1,000, after which each day the activity continues carries up to $100 more. Unpaid penalties become a lien and may be collected like taxes, the county's code compliance page says. Since the civil daily penalty begins with the court's order, that meter does not run while notices are posted, although on the criminal side, each day of unpermitted work counts as a separate offense from the start. One charge does not require a court order at all, and it comes from outside the enforcement chapters. The county's building permit and inspection fee schedule, revised in January 2025, sets an investigation fee at 50% of the permit fee, assessed by the building official, and says that when permitted work starts early, the fee shall be added to the cost of the permit. Weld County therefore collects it only when Global AI takes out the permit it has worked without, and the schedule says paying it shall not relieve any persons from any other penalties prescribed within the Weld County Code. The first notice, required by both chapters, gives the violator 10 days to correct the work, while the zoning chapter allows 30 days on the criminal track. If the work continues, a second notice tells the violator the matter has gone to the county attorney, unless the violator asks in writing for a meeting with the planning director, who may grant the violator additional time to cure the violation, or may request that the county sheriff or the county attorney issue a summons and complaint to the violator. Even after a summons, both chapters have the county attorney ask that the case be dismissed, without fine or appearance of the defendant, if the violation is cured at least 5 days before the appearance date in the summons. The remedies with the most force are court orders to stop the work rather than money penalties. Under the zoning chapter, the county attorney, or the district attorney when the Board of County Commissioners asks, may institute an injunction, mandamus, abatement, or other appropriate action to prevent, enjoin, abate, or remove the unlawful work. The building code extends the same remedies to any owner of real estate within the area, so a neighboring landowner can go to court even without the county. A separate section allows the building official to order a use discontinued and the structure vacated within 10 days, unless it is brought into compliance with the building code, and the same chapter bars any permit until the plans conform to county zoning. The county cannot simply cut the power, since another section allows a utility disconnection only when equipment has become hazardous or unsafe. Weld County declined to provide inspection details or say whether the company had complied, citing pending resolution of the investigation, CPR News reported, and neither the company nor the county responded when the outlet followed up the week after the July 31st deadline. Global AI has not publicly commented on the orders. County Planner Angela Snyder declined to elaborate on the orders or explain why the county had to issue several, though she said her office had sorted residents' comments and, "We will not approve it unless those things are addressed." Snyder said general maintenance is still allowed. Biz West reported on August 3 that inspectors would visit the site to check whether the company had corrected several building code violations, and 1310 KFKA, carrying the Greeley Tribune's version of the same Biz West report, added that inspectors had found 4 actions taken without permits. A search of Weld County court records found no filing against Global AI, Global AI, Cloud Inc., or Global AI Colorado, LLC, the entity that holds title, leaving it unclear whether the case has moved past notice and inspection. Weld County Commissioners added data centers to Chapter 23 on a 4-1 vote April 6, 2026. The county announced, requiring a will serve letter for electricity, proof of water, a 65 dB C limit at the property line, and special review in the light industrial zone. The parcel carries that zoning, so the project is on the special review track, CPR News reported, and a county review published August 7 found it still must show proof of water supply and noise compliance. Powder Valley Rural Electric Association, or PVREA, told the county it can supply 35 megawatts to the site until mid-2028, with capacity dropping to 27 megawatts at the start of 2028 and declining further in 2029 as supply from its wholesale provider, the Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association, tightens. A noise study the company commissioned from Solace O'Brien called for sound barriers to meet residential limits. Water is the nearer deadline, because the city of Greeley must serve the property only through March 2027 under an old Kodak agreement and has said it will cut off access unless it can annex the land, while the town of Windsor would supply water if the company annexes there instead. Global AI had not filed state air permits as of July 29, CPR News reported. And now, Kim's perspective. Data centers are going up all over this state, and I keep wondering how so many arrived so fast. My worry goes past the water and the electricity, because computing capacity on this scale could facilitate a surveillance state built on the daily lives of ordinary Americans. The Fourth Amendment says we are secure in our papers and effects, and that promise is harder to keep when our papers sit on somebody else's servers. What a county can do about a company that builds without permits runs from a notice to a second notice to a fee on the permit to a fine in county court, an injunction, or an order to vacate. Every one of the serious ones needs somebody willing to pick it up. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.